AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Rolling Stone magazine is promising to improve its editorial practices following a top journalism school scathing review of a widely discredited story about an alleged rape at the University of Virginia. But it's not firing any of the people responsible for the mistakes. AP correspondent Larry O'Dell reports on what the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism found.
Multiple failures in the process of reporting, editing, and vetting the story. The Rolling Stone apologized and formally retracted the story, and the writer of the story also apologized and said that she would not make these kind of mistakes again.
Well, forecasters say that welcome rain and snow has been falling in Northern California, but the wet weather will do little to ease the drought gripping the state. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Governor Jerry Brown defended the fact that farmers are not included in a drought order that limits water usage.
They're not watering their lawn or taking long showers, providing most of the fruits and vegetables of America.
President Obama is defending a framework nuclear agreement with Iran as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to prevent a bomb and bring longer-term stability to the Middle East. In a New York Times interview, he insisted the U.S. would stand by Israel if it were to come under attack, but acknowledges his pursuit of diplomacy with Tehran has caused strain with the ally. Indianapolis police are searching for three male suspects in the shooting and wounding of two women and three young children at a home in the city's northwest side. Lieutenant Richard Riddle says this was not a random attack.
We believe that the suspects were invited in. There was no forced entry inside the apartment. And so we do believe that the suspects and the victims knew each other.
Closing arguments are set for today in the first phase of the Boston Marathon bombing trial. This is AP Radio News. Furious 7 got off to a fast start at the weekend box office. Here's the AP's Jamie Fryer.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
Furious 7 sets a new April opening weekend record with more than $143 million. The movie is dedicated to Fast and Furious star Paul Walker, who died in a car crash before filming was completed. The release date was pushed back from July of last year.
Why are they after you?
I have made a few mistakes.
Home is a distant second this weekend, followed by Get Hard and Cinderella. I'm Jamie Fryer.
In the baseball season that is now underway, players are doing okay salary-wise.
Baseball set a record with an average salary of $4.2 million for the 865 players in the major leagues.
The AP's Ron Blum reports the Dodgers set a baseball record with a $270 million opening day payroll. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.